Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Stilson Collision, the best body and paint shop in the Thumb. If you get into an accident, see Stilson Collision, located on Fillion Road, just north of Bad Axe. And L. Hansen Motors of Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department. As well as Huron Industrial Supply and Thumb Welding Supplies of Cass City, your one-stop shop for tools, safety gear, welding supplies, and gases. And we do have a hazardous weather outlook for the following counties: Huron, Saginaw, Tuscola, Sanilac, Shiawassee, Genesee, Lapeer, St. Clair, Livingston, Oakland, Macomb, Washtenaw, Wayne, Lenawee, and Monroe. There, for this afternoon and tonight, there is a slight chance for light freezing rain and wintry mix after midnight tonight as a warm front begins to lift into the area. Ice accumulations of a light glaze is possible. So please, folks, if you do need to go out tomorrow morning, take a little extra time, set some extra time to get to point A or point B from point A, and do leave a little extra room between you and the car in front of you. And now that the holidays are over, it's time to undeck the halls. Instead of just dragging a real Christmas tree to the end of the road to be picked up with the trash, the Natural Resources and Arbor Day Foundation have a few better ideas of what to do with your trees. The unwanted trees can be given to those who have goats for food or to someone who has chickens to roost. Use it as a brush pile, as a habitat wildlife such as rabbits may use it for nesting or as a food source with all the ornaments and decorations removed. The unwanted tree can be used for compost or mulch. Pine needles are full of nutrients that enhance the pH of soil if it's more alkaline and allow your soil to breathe without becoming dense and compacted. Orange slices and popcorn can be placed on the tree to feed the birds as they sit on the branches. And when Carroll Community School District's assistant middle school principal Nick Moyer was alerted by a student that an eighth grade girl was choking, he knew what to do and didn't panic. The student was unable to breathe or speak and needed immediate help. Moyer quickly stepped in to perform abdominal thrusts until the object was dislodged and the girl could breathe again, also known as the Heimlich maneuver. Moyer knew what he had to do because that was not the first emergency he has had to deal with. Besides being a middle school principal, Moyer has also been a volunteer firefighter for 17 years with the Elkland Township Fire Department, so he knew what needed to be done. For his quick thinking and heroic actions, the American Red Cross Michigan Region honored Nick with a life-saving award. Hopes are those who saw how he was able to help a student in distress that it inspired others to learn first aid. As a firefighter, Moyer had plenty of opportunities in 2025 to practice his skills. Last year, the Elkland Fire Department responded to 190 runs. Some of the runs were for structure fires, vehicle accidents, medical assists, downed electrical wires, and assists to neighboring fire departments. And after more than 3 years and several meetings, some headway is being made to allow the Amish to build a wooden bridge over the Cass River for their safety. Tuscola County Commissioner Tom Bardwell provided an update on the proposed project recently. He explained the state is finally starting to understand what the Amish want to do, and that the proposed bridge project is for horse and buggies and not motorized vehicles. An application from the Department of Natural Resources has been signed for an easement to be considered. The state can allow that when state land is the only alternative for a proposed use, which is for the Amish to travel safely by not having to share a road with motorized vehicles, explained Bardwell, who has championed the project since the beginning. The Amish community wants to build their own bridge over the Cass River in order to avoid traveling by horse and buggy on M53 with fast-moving vehicles. Traveling M53 as a non-motorized vehicle has led to many horse and buggy vehicle accidents that have resulted in injury or loss of life. The Amish want to build their own wooden bridge that is 20 feet wide over the Cass River exclusively for their use, and they will maintain it. There is a large Amish community who live in Tuscola and Sanilac County. When we come back after this Huron Industrial Thumb Welding sponsor message, we'll get to our national news.
Thumb Welding Supplies has been lighting sparks and fueling projects in the Thumb for over 60 years. And now their Cass City store has moved to 4170 Door Road, right alongside Huron Industrial Supply. It's one stop for everything you need to keep your machines humming and your projects rolling. From welding machines and gases to tools, oils, abrasives, and safety gear. Thumb Welding Supply keeps your old machines running like new with parts and certified repairs on welders, torches, and plasma cutters from top brands like Miller, Hobart, and Lincoln. Huron Industrial Supply adds even more muscle with machining tools, hydraulics, janitorial and packaging supplies, and PPE to keep your shop stocked, safe, and ready for action. Together, they're the local team supporting farms, shops, and businesses across the Thumb. Stop by today or call Thumb Welding in Cass City at 989-872-2931, Thumb Welding in Bad Axe at 989-269-2931, Huron Industrial Supply at 989-872-4385, or visit thumbweldingsupplies.com. Thumb Welding Supplies and Huron Industrial Supply, sparking solutions one project at a time.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, U.S. Army establishes AIML officer career path. The Department of the Army has officially launched a new military occupational specialty, or MOS 49B, dedicated to artificial intelligence and machine learning. The specialized career path aims to integrate data scientists directly into combat and logistics planning. The initiative is part of a broader data-centric transformation intended to maintain a technological edge in modern irregular warfare. And in New York, deposed Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is set to make his first appearance in an American courtroom. Maduro and his wife are expected to appear in court, or was expected to appear in court this afternoon before a judge in New York. He is accused of narco-terrorism and drug trafficking. The Trump administration used the criminal charges to justify capturing Maduro and removing him from to U.S. soil. Maduro's lawyers are expected to contest the legality of his arrest, arguing that he is immune from prosecution as a sovereign head of state. Venezuela's new interim president, Delcy Rodriguez, has demanded that the U.S. return Maduro, who long denied any involvement in drug trafficking. When we come back after the Sal Hansen Motor sponsor message, we'll get to our international news.
Did you know not all vehicles can be towed behind a camper? Hi, this is Tyler Hansen. Only vehicles built with a specific function in the transmission can be flat towed without causing expensive repairs. Luckily for you, I have a 2014 Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk that can be flat towed behind a camper, and it's priced to sell. Equipped with four-wheel drive, heated leather seats, Bluetooth, heated steering wheel, remote start, a power liftgate, and towing package, this Trailhawk is ready to go wherever you go. With a 3.2 V6 engine, it's trail rated, has 86,000 miles, and you can drive it home for $13,580. We also just received a 2019 Jeep Compass Latitude 4x4. It has McKinley trimmed cloth and leather seats, heated steering wheel, and remote start. It has a 2.4-liter four-cylinder engine with 94,000 miles. You can drive it home for $13,780. And last up for this week, I have a 2018 Chevy Silverado double cab. It has the Z71 off-road package and four-wheel drive, Chevy's 5.3 V8 engine, remote start, and heated cloth seats. It's in great shape with only 73,000 miles, and we're asking $29,880.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. And looking at our international news, North Korea tests hypersonic missile amid crisis. Kim Jong-un oversaw a new hypersonic missile test today, citing the recent geopolitical crisis as the catalyst for bolstering the North nuclear deterrent. State media reported that the test was successful and demonstrates the country's ability to strike targets with precision. The timing of the test is seen as a response to the increased U.S. military activity in South America. In other international news, a Paris court has found 10 people guilty of cyberbullying France's First Lady, Brigitte Macron, by spreading false online claims about her gender and sexuality, including allegations she was born a man. One defendant was sentenced to 6 months in prison, while eight were handed suspended sentences between 4 and 8 months on Monday. All 10 were mandated to attend cyberbullying awareness training. The defendants, aged 41 to 65, posted malicious comments likening McCrone's age gap with her husband to pedophilia. The First Lady did not attend the trial, but said she launched legal proceedings to set an example against harassment. Her daughter testified about the impact on their family. When we come back after the Stilson Collision sponsor message, we'll get to our obituaries.
If you get into an accident, go to the best place in the Thumb for your auto body collision and paint work. Stilson Collision. This is Luke Stilson.
And this is Marv Pullum. With our combined 95 years in auto body and paint work, we ensure satisfaction with the best quality work in the Thumb.
This is Rich Pullum. From deer collisions to major accidents, we accept all insurance work.
That's right, Rich. If you need professional collision repair and auto body work, come see us at Stilson Collision, located 1704 West Fillion Road, just north of Bad Axe, or call us at 989-553-3649.
Or call me, Marv Pullum, at 989-553-3648.
At Stilson Collision, we do it right or we don't do it.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. We have no obituaries to report for this hour. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Stilson Collision, the best body and paint shop in the Thumb. If you get into an accident, see Stilson Collision, located on Fillion Road, just north of Bad Axe. And L. Hansen Motors of Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department. As well as Huron Industrial Supplies and Thumb Welding Supplies of Cass City. Your one-stop shop for tools, safety gear, welding supplies, and gases.